Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King of all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is also his. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. When fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work, 40 years long was I grieved with this generation and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my way, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. He is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Praise the Lord. This is Tehillah worship, where his glory covered the heavens and the earth was full of his praise. And we are revisiting and returning to the prophetic soaking. And so we enter in even now in this hour with the soaking experience. I invite you, spend time in the presence of the Lord. You are welcome to pray. You are welcome to meditate on his word. But you are even the more welcome to hear the voice of God, to press into his presence, to commune with him intimately, personally, be edified, be glorified, be ignited as we soak in his prophetic and apostolic presence. This is Tehillah worship. The Lord reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. He is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The Lord also established that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old. Thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thy house, O Lord, forever. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. This is Tehillah worship. Glorious Father, praise the Lord, and thank you for tuning into Tehillah Worship. This is Pastor Hooks, and I am so glad that you have tuned in either live right now or you have listened to this archive and you have just allowed yourself to soak and bask in the glorious presence of our awesome and eternal God and Creator, Savior of the whole world. I have to laugh because when I did last week's episode, I got a phone call from somebody who told me that they felt that that episode was a little short. And I have to laugh because I definitely agreed. And so it was my pleasure, it is my pleasure to come back and present another episode of Tehillah Worship's prophetic soaking experience. And I pray that you enjoyed every minute of it. Pray that you got something out of it. And I pray that you come back again next week to enjoy and to join me in another episode of Tehillah Worship. So with that, I say good night. This is Pastor Joffrey Hooks, Pastor of Laborers for Christ Grace Teaching Center, all the way out in the beautiful Pacific Northwest. Thank you again for tuning in, and I will leave you with this final musical piece. God bless you, and enjoy the week that lies before you.